This is the Sakar Merli of the 21st of January 2026. Essence. Sweet children, you have to become supreme by having remembrance of the One Father. And so do not remember anyone else, even by mistake. Question. What should you not expect from the Father and make effort for yourself instead of asking for mercy? Answer. When you have any suffering of karma through your old body, or you become bankrupt, or become ill, the Father would say, these are your own karmic accounts. Do not expect Baba to have mercy for you in this. Make your own effort and do everything with the power of yoga. Only by having remembrance will your lifespan increase and will your karmic accounts be settled. The more love you have for the Father, who is more loved than life itself, the more remembrance you will have, and there will continue to be benefit. Om Shanti. The Unlimited Father sits here and explains to you children. Sweet children, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, your Father, and remember your home. That is also called the Tower of Silence, the Tower of Sukh, that is happiness. A tower is very high. You are making effort to go there. The Father who resides in the tower teaches you how you can go to the highest on high Tower of Silence. Children, consider yourselves to be souls. I, this soul, am a resident of the land of peace. That is the Father's home. You have to instill this habit while walking and moving around. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the land of peace and the land of happiness. The Father knows that there is effort in this. Those who remain soul-conscious are called Mahaviras. Only by having remembrance do you become a Mahavira, supreme. Supreme means powerful. You children should be happy that Baba, who makes you into the masters of heaven and the masters of the world, is teaching you. The intellects of souls go to the Father. This is the love of souls for the Father. Wake up early in the morning and have a sweet conversation with the Father. Baba, it is your wonder. I never even dreamt that you would make me into a master of heaven. Baba, I will definitely follow your teachings. I will not perform any sinful actions. Whatever effort Baba makes, he shares that with the children. Shiv Baba has so many children, so he would definitely be concerned, would he not? So many children are looked after. Here, you are sitting in this godly family. The Father is personally sitting in front of you. I eat with you, I sit with you, ... You know that Shiv Baba comes in this one and says, sweet children, constantly remember me alone. Forget all your relations, including those with your own bodies. This is your final birth. This old world and old body are to finish. There is a saying, when you die, the world is dead for you. There is just this short time of the confluence age for you to make effort. Children ask, Baba, till when will this study continue? Baba will continue to share this knowledge with us until the deity kingdom is established. You will then be transferred to that new world. This is an old body, and there will definitely continue to be one or another suffering of karma. You mustn't have any hopes that Baba will help you in this. If you go bankrupt or fall ill, the father would say, that is your karmic account. However, yes, your lifespans will increase with yoga. Make your own effort. Do not ask for mercy. The more you remember the father, the more benefit there is. As much as possible, do everything with the power of yoga. It is also sung, hide me in your eyelids. Something that is loved is said to be the light of the eyes, or lovelier than life. That father is very lovely, but he is incognito. Your love for him has to be such. Don't even ask. You children have to hide the father in your eyelids. Eyelids doesn't mean physical eyelids. It is a matter of remembering with the intellect. The most beloved incorporeal father is teaching us. He is the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of happiness, the ocean of love. There has to be so much love for the most beloved father. He serves you children so much, altruistically. He enters an impure body and makes you children become like diamonds. Baba is so sweet. So you children have to become like that too. Baba serves you children while being so egoless. So you children too have to do just as much service. You have to follow Srimat. If you follow your own dictates, you will cross out your fortune. You Brahmins are children of God. The children of Brahma are brothers and sisters. You are godfatherly grandchildren. You are claiming your inheritance from him. According to how much effort you make, you will receive a high status. You have to practice a great deal, being a detached observer in this. Baba says, sweet children, O souls, constantly remember me alone. Even by mistake, do not remember anyone else except the Father. You have promised, Baba, you alone are mine. I am a soul and you are the Supreme Soul. I have to claim my inheritance from you. I am learning Raj Yoga from you, from which I will claim the fortune of the kingdom. Sweet children, you know this is an eternal drama. The game of victory and defeat continues in this. Whatever happens is fine. The Creator would definitely like his drama, would he not? So the children of the Creator would also like it. In this drama, the Father only comes to you children once to serve you from the depths of his heart with a lot of love. The Father loves all of his children. You know that all in the Golden Age love one another a lot. There is love among the animals too. There wouldn't be any animal that doesn't have love. So you children have to become master oceans of love here. If you become that here, that sanskar will become imperishable. the father says, I have come exactly like I did a cycle ago to make you lovely once again. Whenever the father hears the sound of anger coming from any child, he gives teachings. Children, it is not good to get angry, because you yourselves will experience sorrow, and others will also experience sorrow. The Father gives you happiness for all time, and so you children have to become like the Father. You must not cause sorrow for one another. You children know that Shiv Baba is the Lord of the morning, the one who changes the night into day, that is the morning. The unlimited Father is the Lord. There is only one who is Sai Baba, the Lord of the morning, the innocent Lord, Shiv Baba. His very name is the innocent Lord. He places the urn of knowledge on the innocent Kumaris and mothers. He makes them into the masters of the world. He shows you such an easy method. He sustains you with this knowledge with so much love. Stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance in order for you souls to be purified. Bathe in yoga. This knowledge is your study. Sins will be washed away by you bathing in yoga. Continue to practice considering yourselves to be souls, so that the arrogance of bodies completely breaks away. It is only by having yoga that you can become pure and Satipratthana and go to Baba. Some children do not understand these things that well. They do not show their chart honestly. They have stayed in the world of falsehood for half a cycle, and so it is as though the falsehood has got stuck in them. You have to show the Father your chart with honesty. Check. I sat for 45 minutes. So for how long did I consider myself to be a soul and remember the Father in that time? Some are ashamed to tell the truth. They would very quickly tell you how much service they did, how many they explained to, but their charts of remembrance, they would not tell you the truth about those. Because of not staying in remembrance, your arrow is not able to strike anyone, and there is no power in your sword of knowledge. Some say that they are always in remembrance. Baba says, you don't have that stage yet. If you were always in remembrance, you would be in the Karmatit stage. It takes a lot of effort for the enlightenment of this knowledge to be visible. You will not become a master of the world just like that. Remember no one apart from the One Father. Even this body should not be remembered. You will have this stage at the end. You will continue to earn an income with the pilgrimage of remembrance. If you were to shed your bodies, you would not be able to earn anything. Although you souls would take those sanskars with you, a teacher would still be needed to remind you. The Father repeatedly continues to remind you. There are many children who live at home, have a job, and follow Srimat to claim a high status, and also to continue to accumulate for their future. They continue to take advice from the Father. If you have some money, how can you use that in a worthwhile way? Baba says, open a centre through which many can benefit. People make donations and perform charity and receive the fruit of that in their next birth. You too receive the fortune of the kingdom for your future 21 births. This is your number one bank. Credit your account with 4 annas, a penny, and you will receive 1,000 in the future. Stone will turn to gold. Everything of yours will become divine. Baba says, sweet children, if you want to claim a high status, follow the mother and father fully and take control of your physical senses. If you don't control your physical senses and your activity is not good, you will be deprived of a high status. You have to reform your activities. Do not have many desires. Baba decorates you so much with this knowledge and makes you into the emperors and empresses of the Golden Age. For this, a great deal of the virtue of tolerance is needed. Do not have too much attachment to bodies. Do everything with the power of yoga. Baba coughs so much, but he still remains constantly busy in doing service. He decorates you, children, and with this knowledge and yoga, makes you worthy. You are now sitting in God's lap and in the lap of the mother and father. The father gives birth to you through the mouth of Brahma, and so he becomes the mother. However, your intellect still go to Shiv Baba. You are the mother and father, and we are your children. You have to become full of all virtues here. Do not be defeated by Maya again and again. The father explains, children, consider yourselves to be souls. To consider oneself to be this feels so sweet. What were we, and what are we now becoming? This drama has been created so wonderfully. You understand this now. This is the most auspicious confluence age. If you remember even this much, then you would have the faith that you are going to go to the Golden Age and that you are now at the confluence age. You then have to go to your home, and you therefore definitely have to become pure. Internally, let there be a lot of happiness. Oho, the unlimited father says, sweetest children, remember me and you will become Satyapratan. You will become the masters of the world. The father loves you children so much. It isn't that he simply teaches you in the form of the teacher and goes back home. This one is the father and also the teacher. He teaches you, and also teaches you the pilgrimage of remembrance. You must have a lot of love for such a father, who makes you into the masters of the world, and makes you pure from impure. As soon as you wake up in the morning, first of all say, good morning to Shiv Baba. When you say good morning, that is, when you remember him, you will have a lot of happiness. Children, you have to ask your hearts. After waking up in the morning, how much do I remember the unlimited father? People perform devotion in the morning. They perform devotion with so much love. However, Baba knows that some children do not remember Baba from the depths of their heart and with deep love. When you wake up in the morning and say good morning, and you churn this knowledge, the mercury of your happiness will rise. If you do not say good morning to the Father, how will the burden of sins be removed? The main thing is remembrance. And this is a huge income for your future. This earning will be useful to you for cycle after cycle. You have to have remembrance with a lot of patience, maturity, and understanding. In a gross way, you might speak of remembrance, saying that you remember Baba a lot. But accurate remembrance requires a lot of effort. Those who remember the Father a lot will receive more current because remembrance begets remembrance. Yoga and knowledge are two things. The subject of yoga is separate. It is a very important subject. It is only by having yoga that you souls become Satipatthana. It is impossible to become Satipatthana without having remembrance. When you remember the Father very well with love, you automatically receive a current and you become healthy. Even your lifespans will increase with this current. When you children have remembrance, Baba gives you a searchlight. The Father gives you children such a treasure. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, who are the light of the eyes, love, remembrance and good morning from the depths of the heart. And with deep love from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Remember the Father with a lot of patience, maturity and understanding. When you have accurate remembrance, you receive a current from the Father. Your lifespan increases and you become healthy. 2. In order to claim a high status, reform your behavior. Do not have too many desires. Keep full control of your physical senses. Follow the Mother and Father fully. Blessing. May you be an elevated effort maker and make your stage constant and stable with the great mantra of see the Father and follow the Father. While constantly keeping the great mantra of see the Father and follow the Father, continue to move along in the ascending and flying stages. Never look at others, because all are effort makers, and effort makers have some goodness and also some defects. They are not complete. Therefore follow the Father, not a brother or sister. Just as the Father is constant and stable, so those who follow him become constant and stable in the same way. Slogan. Do not be influenced by the thoughts of others. Be a jewel who is a well-wisher and have pure and positive thoughts for others. Aviat signal. In this Aviat month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation in life. Just as you pick up physical things when you want and leave them when you want, in the same way, leave the consciousness of your body when you want and become soul conscious. Let this practice be so easy, just as it is easy with anything physical. The Creator can take the support of his creation, or leave its support whenever he wants. He can be detached or loving when he wants. This will make you free from bondage. Om Shanti.